Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at some devotions where we want to keep our families strong. So we're going to have some frank talk over this week. We're going to talk about sexuality. There are three things that blow up a marriage, and we'll be talking about them through this devotional series: communication, sex, and money. Communication, sex, and money. So let's give some time this week to focus on what God says about sex. We'll go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, that foundational passage. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. I want to say this from the very beginning. Sex is God's idea. He invented the one flesh relationship. He created man and woman with all the necessary parts to become one in the act of intimacy. Don't think that Adam and Eve came out from behind the bushes on day one, all blushed and breathless, and said, "Whew, you'll never guess what we discovered. That was a lot of fun." God designed the entire experience. Every time a husband and wife come together in the act of intimacy, they renew their covenant of marriage. Think about that. They renew their covenant of marriage. They are reaffirming their loyalty and commitment to each other. They are vulnerable and not ashamed to give themselves to one another, the one they have vowed to love for better or worse, richer or poor, in sickness and in health, until death separates them. One author says this: when our Creator devised the one flesh relationship, He placed it with the potential for sexual intimacy that could bless marriage almost beyond belief. It's true, isn't it? Sex is a powerful experience that can bless marriage almost beyond belief, or be a source of constant tension and frustration. So, how are you using God's gift of sex in your marriage? Father, we want to thank you for the gift of sex. May we as husbands and wives use it to honor you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.